AT&T drops its plans to take over T-Mobile.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Adrienne Hill, in for Steve Chiatakis. After months of back and forth, AT&T has dumped its $39 billion deal to take over T-Mobile. They just couldn't come up with a plan that made regulators happy. Joining us now to explain why is Daniel Crane. He's a law professor at the University of Michigan. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning.
What were the specific concerns that regulators had about this deal?
Well, there were really two concerns. One is that on a national level, T-Mobile has been an innovator. It has been a firm that has led to price discounting in the market, and that because of the merger, that kind of competition would cease. Secondly, there was a concern on a market-by-market basis that the merger would lead to many customers only have a choice of two different carriers, and that kind of local market competition would be lost.
And what's next now for AT&T?
AT&T will have to pay a $4 billion breakup fee to terminate the merger and is going to take that as a charge. It will continue to explore the possibility of expanding its wireless spectrum. It has a roaming deal with T-Mobile that will try to tap into some of the areas where T-Mobile has more spectrum than AT&T does.
Now, when you say spectrum, what do you mean?
Spectrum means the wireless capacity to carry calls.
So fewer dropped calls.
Fewer dropped calls, right.
And what about what's next for T-Mobile?
T-Mobile has made it clear that it doesn't view itself as being able to survive in this market alone. It may now try to partner with a smaller carrier in the market.
Daniel Crane is a law professor at the University of Michigan. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Now, let's do the numbers. The Dow is up 279 points at 12,045. The Nasdaq is up nearly 3% at 2,596. The S&P 500 is up 30 points or 2.5% this morning. The unemployment rate fell in nearly all states in November. Nevada had the highest rate at 13%, followed by California at 11.3%.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. By Reputation.com, protecting online privacy by removing your personal data from the internet and stopping unwanted email. Reputation.com. And by Constant Contact, recognizing small businesses for their hard work and dedication during the holiday season and all year long. ConstantContact.com.
Tomorrow, the newest Mission Impossible movie opens in theaters across the country. Also at the Cineplex, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo and The Adventures of Tintin. But as Jennifer Collins reports, this has been a bit of a slog for the movie business.
Box office receipts are down 4% this year. That's partly because last year was so strong, thanks in part to this little movie.
This is your avatar.
It was a very steep hill to climb.
Patrick Corcoran is the spokesman of the National Association of Theater Owners. He expects the last two weekends of the year to be strong, but they're unlikely to catch 2010.
It would be pretty miraculous if we did.
Corcoran says theater owners have tried various gimmicks to bring in moviegoers this year. They've expanded concessions, rolled out more perks for loyal customers, and launched early limited release of major movies like...
Your mission, should you choose to accept it.
Last weekend, Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol drew millions of dollars on fewer than 500 screens, many of them IMAX. Paul DeGarabedian tracks box office receipts for Hollywood.com.
IMAX is looking at that as an opportunity to create marketing foot soldiers who will be telling people, you got to see this movie.
IMAX says there will be more of these early releases in the future. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
Massachusetts is betting on new casinos. Officials hope they'll create thousands of jobs and hundreds of thousands of dollars in revenue for the state. Developers want to build one next to Gillette Stadium in the town of Foxborough. That's where the New England Patriots play football. But as Kurt Nickisch reports from WBUR in Boston, many town residents are playing defense.
Any given Sunday, Patriots fans swarm the Boston suburb of Foxborough to cheer on Tom Brady. Now, the owner of the Patriots, Robert Kraft, wants to give people another reason to come, a $1 billion resort casino.
Here we have an opportunity in this community to
create 10,000 new jobs.
And bring in $10 million a year in taxes. Kraft is teaming up with Las Vegas casino magnate Steve Wynn. But so far, the respected NFL owner is finding it's easier to win 3 Super Bowls than it is to win over area residents like Larry Kerr.
I'm a big casino player.
Kerr even goes once a week to nearby casinos in Connecticut, but he doesn't want Kraft to open one next door to the stadium and Kraft's outdoor shopping mall called Patriot Place.
I think it's ridiculous putting one up here. It's got a shopping plaza. It's got the team. Does a good job with them. I'm a big Pats fan too, but enough's enough. The traffic's bad enough now.
How worse could it get than a Patriots game?
Standing along the lone highway that runs past Gillette Stadium, Joe Hale admits traffic backs up for hours on game days, but he says cars on the move are a sign of a local economy on the move.
Motor vehicle traffic, going by your location, somebody's bound to stop and buy.
Nadine Wahabi can attest to that. She's selling lottery tickets inside a convenience store along the highway.
Listen, guys, I'm giving winners, except for you.
Wahabi says the store goes crazy on game days. A casino would boost business all week long. Casino fans like her and casino opponents get to jaw about this for months. And it's not just Monday morning quarterbacking, because before any casino can go up, the town gets to vote. In Foxborough, Massachusetts, I'm Kurt Nickisch for Marketplace.
And finally, a model fighter plane has been jetnapped from a Dutch museum. According to the BBC, the thieves left a note. Fly away. See you next year. It's not exactly clear how the model was moved without anyone seeing. It's about 33 feet long. The museum has its fingers crossed it's a prank. Apparently, there's a tradition in the Netherlands of stealing objects to mark the new year. In Los Angeles, I'm Adrienne Hill. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
They say a picture's worth 1,000 words. Well, what about 1,000 jobs?
Kodak decided, let's let the camera business go. And it went to Japan. With digital, you make your money by selling cameras.
I'm Kai Rizdal. What Kodak learned from that mistake back then could mean more jobs now. The story next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.